Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Folks, what's happening? It's your better looking host here, Gavin. And what are you laughing at? And I just want to give a big shout out to the R Kings because you're fucking legends, sponsoring the podcast. And another shout out to
Boutique Infinity Tanning Salon, this fucking beautiful establishment here on the top of White Rock Road. Best sunbeds in the world, state of the art. Get up and try them out, people. You will not be disappointed.
Do you want to crack what I said there? No, anyway.
What's that?
What's I said?
Listen, you know, people, you know.
Right, listen, keep with it.
I don't need to
enjoy
say anything.
Enjoy the podcast. Happy days. Jordan, mate, it's good to have you back. It's been a long time coming. You're a hard man to get, mate, to be honest.
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen Tommy and Tyrone talking about they were trying to get you, and they couldn't get you, and I says, well, Jordan's my mate, I know I'll be able to get him. Were you performing on the weekend there?
Saturday was, yeah.
Where were you?
At Cornmarket.
Are you in there now?
What?
Is that where you're performing now? In the Common Market?
No. Corn Market. Corn Market. Yeah.
Common Market. Fucking.
I thought they were booking you out.
Nah.
Yeah. I seen a video of you on social media, and you were fighting. I don't know if you were fighting with them, but you were trying to sing louder than the guy beside you.
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you know what I'm on about?
Yeah.
Did you see it, Liam?
Do you get busking beef like people territories trying to market and take
that's
over?
That's what that was. Your mom was like, what was he, Jordan? Did you see the video?
I've seen it. I see. There's a lot of us, and most of us get on with each other, like, but some of us don't. You know, and
so let's say Liam Bostice goes down the mar, where's the microphone?
Because and see, to be honest with you, I was thinking about this. Me and my mate were talking about going down. I have a mic in the house. Literally, just I would go down. I was thinking about going with a speaker and just belting out a few bars or whatever, a few freestyles in the street, and you're going. Every corner you go down is near took up by somebody or imposters or people fucking freaks God out.
Well, it's all over. I was on Irish News last week, a picture about noise in the city centre, and they're trying to bring in a licence. I seen a video today on Facebook, Belfast Live, saying, asking people what they thought of buskers, and they said they don't mind the amplification, like, but they were saying about how years ago, you know, you just hear a boy with a guitar singing, but you wouldn't hear them, you know, 10 yards away, but now it's like there's
you
that much.
It's like
being in the middle of a load of nightclubs. You know, walking around every street's like a different.
Oh, you're hearing a bit of something different everywhere you go.
Do you know where's a good spot outside the perfume shop in Victoria Square just before you go into Victoria Square up the steps?
The what?
No, where the old Argos was.
That's
a good hot spot.
I used to go there at the start, but I haven't. It's never somewhere.
I've seen boys early.
Is there rent there? Have you to pay rent?
No. As long as you don't go inside the them brick walls. If you look at Victoria Square, there's the brown bricks that belongs to anything to them, and you can't go anywhere near Fat Fudge and all that. What do you call that place?
Fat Face.
Fat Face, you get moved on.
But do you ever get bothered by the police or anything trying to move you about, or like council people or anything? Like,
not council, but some businesses like would come out to me. They've come out a couple of times and said that Every time you set up, now I rang the council on you.
Bollocks. Yeah, they should be privileged to have you. Jarvis Parvis. Well, see, to be honest, is Jarvis Parvis still alive? Because I heard he died.
I freaked out.
He shit himself.
I said to Gam, here, Jarvis is dead. And he went, no, he's not. I went, mate, I seen it on my own eyes on fucking Instagram. There's a big page posting about it.
Mate, I thought
The character died.
I thought he had too much Monster and had a heart attack. That's what I thought. First thing in my head. You were addicted to the other Monster, weren't you, for a while?
I was, yeah. I got away from that, though.
Are you off it?
Aye, since September.
Cold turkey?
Yeah. Well, the way I did it was I started mixing them with like blackcurrant diluting, and that slowly made the sugar... Took more time to get...
You have to wean yourself off.
Aye, and then...
Jesus Christ, mate, you must have been poor.
Monster rehab.
Then zero... borderline alcoholic with the energy drinks.
Then the zero energy, the zero sugar ones.
What was the one you drank? Was the Lewis Hamilton one?
Bad Apple.
The Bad Apple one.
Mm. This man loves his Monster too, you know.
Yeah.
Mate, I drink pish out of a dirty sock, to be honest with you. I drink, but I'm trying... I'm usually drinking a Carlsberg, but I'm drinking a Bud Light tonight.
We change up.
I started eating a bit cleaner, so we're away to beef. I need to try and shift this wee bit of a belly.
He's only on the 3.4% beers now, you know what I mean? He's weighing himself down to...
Carlsberg and all, we're looking to sponsor me, or should we? Do you know what clip of Bernie got a million views?
Oh, that's mad, isn't it?
Well, who did?
He's a legend.
Here's like. Jordan, is that Jarvis dead, like, right now, or, like, have you hung up the...
Well, probably do. We put things up with posting your story because you're bored or you felt like it at the time and then you regret it after. See, the white suit, I just... there was a couple of reasons going through my head why I didn't want to wear it. I just felt like I'm going to put up now that I don't want to do it like this no more. But it just didn't work out that way. People want to see me dressed like that. I get it. Like, I do. It does look better. Like, it...
Yeah,
you know, it stands out.
Singing the Walking in Memphis, and it was like, "Fuck, there's another change up for Elvis." Like, that's the first time I've seen you sing a song that's not an Elvis one. You could still get in this suit and sing different songs. You know,
that's what I was wanting to do. That was the plan.
Why?
But a couple of people said to me too that that's silly. Like, if you're standing in Elvis suit but singing like Westlife or One Direction or,
yeah, I would do that.
Oh yeah.
Why? Do you have a message, Jordan?
No.
I don't know if you can remember, there was a video of Slice getting you to listen to his song.
I think you were one of the first people to listen to
it.
That's right, I mind that was outside Dunn's. Yeah.
I give you the headphones and you were popping away.
That was
going,
name scream.
It's not something I would listen to, but and then you were saying you were like singing wee bits over it. It was good, like, but I remember a lot.
My hair was a lot longer then, I think.
You know what I mean? We go and recruit you in soon. You're gonna be fucking out with us in the weekend.
You'll be wearing a Montrax tracksuit here soon. Like.
So where are you from, Jordan?
Strabane.
I asked you last time.
I was gonna say Derrier off the top, but I'm glad I didn't.
The last time you were on, you were saying about there was a landlord was looking money off you. Did he ever get it?
That was in Liverpool.
Oh, I did.
I know, that was over. Belfast too, your man. I hadn't seen him since.
Nah. Good friends with John Garrity.
Are you?
What do you think of John, boy?
John's brilliant. Like, he's a great singer. Like, he's a good fellow to speak to. Like,
he is all right. Our good friend Anna Christian. But have you seen much of her?
No, she's disappeared. Sometime after I left.
She's in a mental institution in England. So she's...
Serves her right.
That's how Bernsey.
Bernsey, well,
you that? Well,
I'm sure you're hungover today, big son.
Right. Here, there was a couple of questions in there, John. Do you want to grab them?
So see when you were over in Liverpool, were you a student or anything over, or did you just go over to busk?
Just busking, yeah.
What did you say? Just go one day, fuck, I'm getting a boat over here and just go.
I was that fellow looking money off me. I had to get away from him.
You had to do him in, didn't you?
I had to try and...
Do him in?
No, I wanted to try Liverpool. Anyway, yeah. And I thought, this is a good opportunity. He's looking more money off me, and I'll probably have nowhere to go in a couple of days, and I know where to stay, so I'll just go over here.
So, Jarvis, tell us this. Now, you don't have to answer the question. What's your wages like? Boscombe, is it all right? Like,
it's grand, like, if you get the spot and you get there in time, but there's a lot of competition. That's very different than when I started.
Are we over or under 500 a week?
Under.
Under?
Yeah.
Are we over or under 200 a week?
No comment.
But the thing is, money situation will get better over time if you keep doing what you're doing.
Consistency is key.
You're doing what you love. You're doing what you enjoy.
Yeah.
You're not sitting in an office. You're not sitting in a call center sweating your balls off, looking out at a sunny day and going, oh, I wish I was out there watching the clock.
That's what's ironic about the ones complaining about the noise. I seen a comment like, we're working in an office and we can't hear ourselves because of you, your speaker. Can you please put it down? Like,
fuck Emmons.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him, is right. Mate, consistency is key. Show up every day. We showed up every day, and we got every a big week. Sponsor mm-hmm. last week. Hard work pays off. Yeah. It does.
We should say, what about getting them down for the live event? Or come in the Dabney Snow for an
hour? Oh, we get... Jarvis is a pay man. Do you want to reach in the end?
I have. 100%. Listen, we can come to an arrangement.
No, we are here. So we're doing a... Slice is going to perform and fight. It's a couple of our guests are fighting Whiskey and White's guest.
Mm-hmm.
In the Danny's, is it John? What day is it?
17th of July. In the Danny's.
If you want to bounce up,
yeah,
go have an out swab with the lads with VIP ticket. You want to jump in, belt out a couple of tunes, work away.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get you to crack. I'll send you the info after.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Look after.
Is that it? Yeah, sounds good, yeah.
Oh.
Good, good time and all.
Get you a few gins, big man.
Get you a few girls, big man.
Oh, here. 100%.
Right, go ahead.
My phone's broke. So it is.
So I posted it on Instagram, and this is what's coming.
So this one's from Barbecue Lad. Barbecue content and questions. Yo,
I don't know what I meant to say back there, but I wouldn't mind a barbecue.
Barbecues are great. It's coming into barbecue weather. The best barbecues I have is in Australia. Like, but here,
he does do good at barbecues. Like,
if he's ever had barbecue fish, like fish or not,
I wouldn't.
Barbecue?
Man, I wouldn't go near fish. I wouldn't even eat those.
Game
see cockles, mussels, anything in dirty water.
Elvis hated fish.
He did. Yeah. Elvis, good lad.
Last year.
Very nice.
Do you know everything about Elvis? Do you like?
No, but I know a few things. Like,
I will say one thing. Apparently, he was a pedo.
Don't fuck them, mate.
No, I'm not saying you are no, but Elvis
mate,
went with a 14-year-old.
I've seen the fucking hatred in his eyes.
Apparently,
he
went.
Fancy it?
I'm not saying it definitely.
He's not happened. A pedo. He's
just. I'm just saying.
Does she love him as much as fucking Jordan Devine? More. Is your man running about the town? Is your man running about the town in a fucking Elvis suit? No.
But listen to me.
No.
Right?
No.
I'm not saying it definitely happened. I read something saying he married a 14-year-old.
No, he didn't marry her. He didn't marry. See, that film came out, Priscilla. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was the daughter of the film made The Godfather. She was the director. But apparently, it's very two-sided. There's a lot of stuff about Priscilla that.
The dad pushed him.
Yeah, did he die shaking or did?
He died in a bug.
No, he was actually. See, he was at the very end. He became very.
He was an erratic, wasn't he?
Religious.
Religious.
Oh,
love a coke.
He was big. He was reading the gospel and stuff, and he went to the toilet to read. Apparently, that's what happened. He went. He told his girlfriend Ginger. It was the middle of the night. I'm going to read, and she found him dead. Then about 3 o'clock the next day.
Fuck's
like there was a Bible, and all found at his table. It was sold for 20,000 at auction.
Who is it goes with his daughter? Is it? He's an actor.
Well, she's dead now.
He was married to Elvis's daughter.
What?
He's married to Elvis's daughter or his great grand or his granddaughter or something. Nicolas Cage, is it?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Nicolas Cage is about
you mean Riley Crowe? Do you mean Riley, that
somebody
actress?
Somebody Google it there. John
no.
Boy.
No, we'll go for it. We'll come back.
No, I need to know. It's going to do my head in. No,
but we can't.
You are right. She was married to a famous person, but I don't know what actor.
I'm pretty sure it was Nicolas Cage, and he was in Where Elvis Died in his house.
Well, you want to be called out if it didn't.
Right. Let me know,
right,
please.
Genty says, tell me how Enzo Ferrari died in 1988, then football player Ozil is born in 1988.
Because they look at double each other and they're born the same year. We'll put it up. No, you haven't seen it.
I've seen the picture. I know he's on
they're
about.
They're fucking duck egg each
other. Same eyeballs.
It's like the way I look like Cristiano Ronaldo. They're exactly the same.
Like Jordy Barrs looks like Einstein when
it
they're both
look
big.
Like Einstein. Go ahead, next one.
So, Ginty again. Ginty 114 it is. Jonathan Pryce, Pope's clone, is 77 years of age, but it's a coincidence. The 77,000, 8899.
Pass it.
77, 8899.
Big lad, Pope's excited, I
promise. And R1 from Gently again, about the fact the Pope is dead at 88 on the Queen's 99th birthday. Who gives a fuck?
Right. Mate, no one heard with any. My opinion is, they're all corrupt, they're all rats, the Vatican, scandalous people.
Skip.
Royal family, scandalous people. Dirty bastards. Don't agree with yous.
Let's go.
Will you do a live podcast?
It's in the works.
Have you not done one yet?
Do you want to come up?
You're coming, big man. You're on it.
Would you perform at it?
Yeah.
Our podcast is sell.
He's coming out of trouble by Elvis. From R99 Eek, is Cavi going to release a new pumper?
I'll let Liam answer that one.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Pumpers McGee.
Pumpers McGee.
Right, go ahead.
It's yours, mate.
Right, I'll say yes. Go, but they did not say that. No, do you know what? You were a performer, Kevin, the weekend. Do you think he's going to release a new pumper?
I don't listen to
he's
much.
He's winking at him.
Stuff
go.
Like next. I don't listen to much stuff like.
Go.
So now, Callister, would our Gavin rather have a wee swell with the Graveyard Boys or George Best?
Graveyard Boys.
Georgie Best.
Graveyard Boys.
Georgie Best.
Who's that?
Me Ruler Graveyard. Do you ever see the video?
Big lad, I'm going to have to go over the Westies, the Graveyard Boys. I'm a Westie. They're fellow Westies. They're a couple of them. I think there's a couple
of them. Two of
them's dead. Rave at the
so this one's from Cali 849. What's the best Chinese in Belfast for a salted chili chicken, Cali?
Salted chili chicken.
I don't know about the salt and chili chicken, but the nicest Chinese that I've tasted, only tried it for the first time last night. Go Sun, Anlitown Road, clean, right. Nice Chinese.
Salted chili chicken, was it? I'll say the nicest salted chili ribs was Lucky Little Chef on the Forge Road, and the nicest salted chili chicken. Jesus, fuck, that's a toughie. Golden Bell up in beside Poglass. Their salted chili chicken's nice. Dude. Go ahead. What are you smiling about?
Is Burnsy always stoned?
No, but Liam is.
I was, but Frankie, I made a pledge last week. I'm not going to do it before the podcast.
Look how fresh he is. He's fresh, calm, cool, collective, and this is where we love him.
So roll on when we're done, because one's getting sparked up.
James Donnelly, 110. Three things you like about Colchies.
I don't give a fuck.
I like that
you can join in too.
Right, I'm going to answer one. You answer one here. I like that the milk cows and that milk goes into my cereal.
Sounds. My favourite culture would have to be Costa, like.
No, but what things about them?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've got the best one.
You're next.
Horsebox. The sand horsebox. I came from Colchies.
Nick, go ahead.
Frostbite boy.
Oh, here. Actually, that's a good show.
Do you know he was on here the other week?
Was he? I was speaking to him in Tesco's a couple weeks ago here.
Were you?
Rory! He was on here about 2 weeks ago.
My grandad said that's his favourite one. He's watched it before.
See, grandad likes watches. I'm going to get him a shout-out. I met his grandad for the first time ever. He's a big intimidating fella, like for a granda. He said, this is what he was. He said, sit down there. Sit down there, they'll talk to me. He's a big mustache. He was built like a tank. What did he say? Yeah,
fuck, he'd be a big fuck.
Fuck, see, guys, I went in, mad as granny and granddad.
Big
I
lad, like,
fuck me. Slice.
That's where I get it from, then.
And no, it's funny. He calls Liam Slice. I was like, that's fucking class.
100%. He looks like Hulk Hogan and a Soviet mixed cigar from back in the day.
Tell you
like
what,
Stalin,
you can tell he was a hard out cunt this day, like, can't he? Like,
said nothing.
So we'll have one from Corey McWilliams sitting behind the camera here, one of the patrons. Ask the guests what they... Well, you can fucking ask them yourself.
Oh, you ask the question, big man. We've also got one of our exclusive Patreon members up here watching the podcast with us, and I'm not saying too much, but...
Ask the guests what they want their future to look like, and if they think
what will happen. Yeah. I want to be a full-time podcaster, and I'm semi-pro now, so it's not far away. Yep. Because all yous watching, get on the Patreon, sub up the fuck. Now, right, Stace?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that watch a podcast that might not have subscribed or might not have clicked on yet that will have a Patreon too, but...
Links in bio.
We've only had it running for 1 month. See, by the time it's going on for 2 years here, we're going to be full-time podcasters all the time in the world to focus on this. We're going to be doing live shows. That's all I can see. That's what I can see happening in the future. I don't want to speak too much.
Give Jarvis that question, sorry.
What do you want from your future to look like, and what do you think will happen?
I know they say you should always have a plan when you're in any business, really, but I'm one of those people just living the moment, you know, live day by day, and, you know, don't think too much, because things happen and things turn around. You don't know what's going to happen, and your situation can change very quickly.
You can walk out tomorrow and get hit by a bus, you don't know.
Exactly, yeah. So,
don't take life too serious.
Because you won't get out alive.
You're right.
One more, right? James Conway, we're doing it.
No, I have an arm up and brown out there, isn't it? Top three provos of all time and top three Brits of all time.
I don't know any.
I don't know provos.
Brandon the Dark Hughes.
Jerry Adams.
Francis Hughes.
Jerry Adams and...
There you go.
Dolores Price.
And I can't answer the Brett one because I don't actually know.
Johnny Adair, and I don't know any other ones.
Johnny Adair's not a Brett. He's from here. He's from the West. Rat.
Sure he's
rat.
He's a Brett.
He's a toot.
Exactly.
He's a toot.
This one's from Brandon. Brandon Burns, Gavin Brower. If you could go have three celebrities at your dinner, dead or alive, who?
Well, you know what I'm going to say? Like,
right, go ahead.
Well, I know yours going to be Elvis Suswella and fucking the other one. Priscilla.
Right.
Go ahead, yeah. Travis, you go first.
What?
You go first.
Three?
Yeah.
Yep, dead or alive.
Elvis. Celebrities. I need to think. Right, so who's my favourite actor or actress? Maybe Marlon Brando. Yeah, dressed up, you know.
Oh, wow. The Godfather.
Yeah. And Emma Watson.
Do you like her?
Hermione Granger.
Yeah. Hermione?
Yeah.
Like Snow White? Livia O'Shea. She's still Bella. What? Bella. She's
not
Bella.
Livia
O'Shea.
Beauty and the Beast.
Who's yours?
Tupac.
Steven?
Steven Tupac already. Do there have to be celebrities? Like, just three people?
I ain't gonna go there past that. Keep on.
Just for a sheer laugh. Like, so... Three people I want to have. Three celebrities?
Yeah, three celebrities.
Right. Tupac, straight away.
Yep.
Fuck, it's hard. Like, there's loads of people.
Yeah, when you actually have to think about it.
What do you call him? AP McCoy, Jackie?
Mang is the first one's Eminem. The second one is, do you ever see Alan from the Hangover? Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
Him. And the third one, Steve Carell from The Office.
It's good shit.
From what?
Steve Carell, he's Michael from The Office.
You were right, he did Avon Almighty last night.
Yeah, you were right.
See?
Sorry, Slice. Sorry, mate, that's my bad. I was getting brick Palmer and Avon Almighty mixed up. I know.
Don't doubt the Slice.
So here, tell us this here. What do you think of Louis Walsh? Because he's a bit harsh to you on the X Factor, wasn't he?
Mm.
Wasn't he?
Aye. Simon was a lot nicer anyway.
So if you met them, who was it? Nicole? Who was the judges that year?
Yeah, Simon, Louis, Nicole and Sharon Osbourne.
Fuck Sharon Osbourne!
Did you see...
Right. Zanna's rat bastard. You lost all respect from everyone in Ireland. Your fucking husband, Ozzy Osbourne, on the bird eating fucking bats heads and doing lines and ants. And you're not fucking complaining about that. So fuck you and all the Osbournes.
He's got another one.
Hey, yeah, I've seen this, yeah.
Here, but who was your favourite judge?
Simon.
Was he?
Mm.
Usually he's the see you next Tuesday.
I think he changed a lot. Supposed to change a lot when his son was born. Become nicer, like. But I reckon too a lot of it was an act because I met him off camera and it was a lot nicer, like it was different.
Is that right?
Like two different.
So what ways
they have to kind of play up to their roles? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but so what ways of work? Do you meet them before, after? Like, did you meet Aunt Dagano or no?
No, Dermot O'Leary.
Well, Dermot, he'd be sounding like he's Irish family.
I see his mother and father is Irish, Wexford or somewhere.
And then, so you went in, met him, and then. Do you perform and then meet the judges after?
Well, you go through a couple of different rounds. You have to meet the top dog, like the CEO, executive producer, you call him.
Do you have to have like an old sob story? Like
it helps, but it doesn't have to be sob. It just has to be interesting.
What was yours?
That I was a potato farmer.
Were you?
See, is that what you said?
Because it... I didn't have any job.
That's a stereotype. Oh, what? You're Irish, you're a potato.
Scrapan potato farmer turned Elvis. Fucking.
What?
Go you ahead. Didn't sing I
never, I had no job, you see.
Yeah. I had to tell something witness, like.
Did you just, make it up, boy?
Jarvis, what was the song?
Robbie Williams.
Let's hear, what was it?
Hey, ho, here she go. Here a little too high or a little too low. Low stuff, yeah.
Vertigo, because he thinks he's made candy.
Have you seen Better Man? This movie is amazing.
Is it good?
You could.
Got me a Greatest Showman.
As an entertainer, you could relate to.
I never watched the Greatest Showman.
Mate,
never have I.
Jackman, Jesus Christ! I'm not into musicals, but that film and all the songs that are fucking class.
You know they were doing auditions in Belfast for the musical. They were like looking for young ones. I seen it on Instagram a while ago.
They're young ones did what do the
the most recommended film that I've got told to watch is The Greatest Showman. And
I've never seen a great actor.
I'm surprised.
What would be my role in a film? What do you reckon? I would be like a. So would you think I would be in stealing purses or something? Or they have a look at me? I always do get looks going in the shopping centers.
You get in the Young Offenders TV.
Do you know a couple people say that to me? Know the wee small one with them.
Tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm. No, mate, I want something better than that. Fuck's sake. Jordan Belfort. Sell me up.
That's
the
kind of guy
you'd
be.
Java, sell me up, buddy.
A wee hustler.
Yep.
What? Sell you that bottle.
Sell me that. Try and sell me out there. Go. You try and sell that to me.
Right. Why?
Because it's a test.
I reckon I can sell it. No sweat.
The test. That's just a test. For a bit of crack. Try and sell me that bottle. See if I buy it of you.
No.
What would you say to get me to buy out of you?
Well, it's the last one and they're going out of brand.
Last order, boys.
Actually, it's the last one. Give me out the fuck. Yeah, I bet I'll be in 2 seconds. Do you want to give him £2 for it?
I was literally
in a party on Sunday night talking about, remember Link's Chocolate? Remember the wee advert, your man, the wee Link's Chocolate used to be great.
Link's
and somebody
chocolate.
Says about Link's Africa's fucking... It's going out and I went, nah, it was Link's Chocolate. You can still get the Africa.
That's Lint Chocolate.
Lint Chocolate?
Lint, not Link's, Lint.
Aye, what about it?
What's
going out of brand? It's going
no,
out.
Link's.
Link's, there's no Link's Chocolate.
There was back in the day.
Was there?
Oh. Link's is like a B.O. spray. Bobby Orange, I call it.
Yeah.
Billy Ocean, I call it.
Someone says...
Is that still, you get your Christmas, it's a typical Christmas
aye.
Thing. You always see it on Facebook every
someone
year.
Someone says, you hear your Bobby Orange wild, you need some Link's chocolate. Should have actually done like a collab with fucking Galaxy or like Dairy Milk
and
give you a chocolate bar and a tin of spray. Mm. But they've slept in there big time. Here, so have you any big shows coming up, big man?
I'm doing a thing on Saturday night to my hometown, Strabane. It's a boxing night. That's only a real booking. I'm gonna try and put myself out there though for gigs and stuff. Yeah.
So is like your character dead? Like or
no, there's not that.
You just keep coming back.
No.
You know how to steal a headline, don't you? So you make this up saying, I'm not doing it again, Jarvis is dead, and it's all over the papers, and then next thing you know, you're in the town again with your pseudo. And you know how to steal all, because you, that's what the press want to see.
He's a good marketing man.
No, there's all sorts of people.
There's kids out there just shit.
They don't sound like kids. That's some fella. That's some fella with us, a kid.
Lambo,
who's on it? Jarvis Pavis.
Fuckman grabbed every 2 seconds.
Here, you must get tortured in that town, do you?
I can do, yeah.
So what, how do you deal with, like, basically, live trolls? What do you do to them?
I don't have a problem when I'm out playing, like, but it's when you... Like, I'd go out quite a bit in Belfast at night, like.
Oh, is that right? I can get
wild torture, and, like, at times, just boys, when they've had too much, they don't realise, they'll come up screaming in my face, putting phones down my face, getting pictures, not asking, like, you know.
You get anybody being shown, but, you know, here's a paint bag, man.
Most ones are, but it's just like a bit, a crowd of young boys, especially, they're not in the right state of mind, and they're seeing me. They don't expect to see me, and they just go mad. Like,
full of drinking drugs, mate.
I got a bit of when I was in Liverpool's with one of them live agencies, TikTok. He taught me a bit about the trolls, that you'll notice they never have a name. They'll always have about 5 followers, no videos, and even once too, they can have a couple of thousand followers, but they've no videos up.
That's right. You're right there. But here, mate, never mind trolls. You're in it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to get them too. See, no matter what you do, see if you're doing something different.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking 9-to-5 job. It's any ordinary. People are going to be hateful. But even
in there, you still get trolls, because if you're working a 9-to-5 job, you still get people being hateful. They'd be saying you can't work. You don't know what you're doing.
Cheeky bastard.
Jordan, I can't believe, like, there's no females in your inbox looking into you. Like, even... just the way society works, if you have as many followers as you do, people are just interested, aren't they?
You would think that, like...
Can I ask you a serious question, a personal question? You don't have the answer if you don't want to.
What?
Are you a virgin?
No.
Why would you ask him that?
Because he's saying about, I'm surprised no women's been in your fucking... your DMs, and you're saying, nah, you'd be surprised and all.
I have been looking for somebody, like, but it's...
What's your type, Jordan? We'll put it out.
I don't really have a type like that. It doesn't really work like that.
Tall, dark, and handsome?
No, it's more like the person.
So,
look in my head. It's just like... if I feel it, I feel it, and I don't, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure some poor cunt.
Fuck's sake.
That's
some poor creator right there is fucking looking your cock, mate.
Where do you drink? You drink, like, what do you call it, the alleyway? The Teal Bar?
Say Waits Tavern?
I don't really drink in there, I was in there once or twice, I'd go more like the clubs.
Why don't you should come out to our main slice one night and fucking try and get you sorted. But if there's anyone watching and you're interested in an old Elvis impersonator, or you're getting Elvis wrong for his money, to be honest.
And here, Elvis wasn't short of birds.
Yeah, would you put the suit on if they asked you, like? You would, or you go, fuck yeah. Some poor cunt.
Somebody's in the ad in the world. There's 7 billion people in the world. There's at least one person that has a fucking Elvis fetish. Get the suit on, big man.
Get the trousers down, get the dick out, and that's it. We'll leave it at that there. I'm anyone. And I'll need to say this here, because why we had to cut the episode short. John has went and left us. He's a selfish bastard. He's only got a day to edit, so we had to cut the episode short. But we'll be back next Monday.
We could have just done no episode, but we didn't do that.
No, John won't do that, so I just had to cut it short. But if anyone wants to watch the rest of our podcast, we're going to jump over on the Patreon, where Jarvis is going to sit, and we're bringing one of our top pairs. And what's your name, big man? Corey McWilliams is going to jump on. He's our top pair, and as I says, we're going to bring a new guest on every 4 weeks,
and we're going to bring him on as guest If they want to come on and speak, they can come on and speak. If they want to sit behind the scenes, they can sit behind the scenes. But it's just the way of giving back to you. So, people, we love yous. We appreciate you supporting us.
And hopefully you see much. You over on the Patreon. Javs, you going to sit back for a bit?
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. Fuck
me, man.
Love and leave yous.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.